It is time for us to welcome in once again here on Robin Hood Radio, Oscar Ruiz, who is the artistic director at Music Mountain, as we take a look at what is coming up at Music Mountain this weekend. Oscar, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good. I saw the big white tent set up there for this past weekend. You had your silent auction, right, this weekend?
Yes, it was a great event. We had not done a silent auction in a while, at least not during my time. And so this was a little bit of an experiment. Then we had the heat wave, but we really managed. I mean, there was enough shadow, and it was really comfortable. I mean, Gordon Hall is air-conditioned, so inside is certainly not a problem, but the tent was not that hot, and it went great. People had fun. People bid on the auction items. And we did raise some funding for Music Mountain. I'm really grateful.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And you made it through probably what's going to be the hottest weather that you're going to have in Music Mountain, unless something really strange happens this summer.
Yes, it was very hot.
Well, that's what air conditioning was installed for, and it paid dividends this weekend. All right, let's go on to the coming weekend because you have a couple of great different shows. First of all, the Twilight Evening Concert on Saturday at 5 will feature once again the Swingtime Big Band.
Yes, we're really looking forward to this. Steve Scheinman is the leader of this band. And it's such a joy to hear and see them. Steve is very knowledgeable in the jazz of the 1920s and 30s, and they always bring these wonderful programs that Steve briefly introduces very nicely. So it's a wonderful, thrilling, you know, music experience. But also, I must admit, every year I learn a lot. Some people stand up and dance. Some people just enjoy the music. This is one of my favorite jazz concerts of the summer, Swingtime Jazz Band. Yep.
And that is Saturday at 5 o'clock, musicmountain.org for tickets or more information, or you can contact them at 860-824-7126. We move on from Saturday. Let's move on to Sunday, the 28th, and it's the return of the Harlem String Quartet.
Yes, yes. This is a good one, too. The Harlem String Quartet... obviously they come from New York City, and they have a very specific or very special focus in when it comes to programming. They really like to mix it up, and there are a few quartets out there that do this well. Certainly the Harlem Quartet is one of them, in that they are able to play both a jazz repertoire and classical, and do it equally beautifully. So they always bring some interesting pieces. In this case, actually, they will play a piece they played 2-3 years ago that we loved so much that we asked them to repeat this year. It's the Three Rags, like in Ragtime, by William Balcom for a string quartet. Really fun music. And then on the 28th, we'll have the Cesar Frank piano quintet. That's like the main course of the concert. So... some well-known pieces, Debussy String Quartet, also a new work by Gabriela Lena Frank, then the Ragtime, and in the second half, the major Cesar Frank piano quintet. It should be a great program.
So that is, once again, on Sunday. That's the Harlem String Quartet. Now, the next weekend, we're going to plug in advance because I know that it's going to be a great weekend. Michael Berkeley's Divas just finished a sold-out run at the Sharon Playhouse, and some of those very same divas are going to be involved with Michael Berkeley and No Time Like a Show Tune. And that is going to be not this Saturday, but Saturday, August 3rd at 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, they are always a hot ticket at Music Mountain. By the way, I'm very, very happy they are back at the Sharon Playhouse. They are doing such a fantastic job at the Sharon Playhouse. And so is Michael Berkeley. So very glad to see that ongoing. But also, as you said, yes, very happy to have them back at Music Mountain August 3rd. They will play this theme. They put together The Envelope, Please, which will celebrate the songs from the Tonys, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys. and Country Music Awards. But yes, we really love this group. Year after year, they have had great crowds because they put a great show. So really looking forward to that following weekend on August 3rd.
And then on August...
And also on that Sunday. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, I was going to say the Emerson String Quartet is on coming on Sunday that weekend.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really hot ticket. As you can imagine, so pleased that they will be able to come thanks to a sponsor. So, yeah, we do have a sponsor for this concert, and it's a thrilling thing to do. People get really excited to be able to allow for great ensembles to come to Music Mountain, great ensembles that perhaps would be very difficult for us to afford. So the Emerson String Quartet will be at Music Mountain playing beautiful program, Mozart, Dvorak, and Shostakovich. Shostakovich, I have to say, every time I say Shostakovich, people kind of go, oh, I'm not so sure I like that. But it's tonal music. It's beautiful, thrilling, energizing music. To me, Shostakovich, I mean, after the quartet cycle of Beethoven, if the next one in line of quality is definitely Shostakovich. So, yeah, but and then the Emerson Quartet, as you know, is the only American string quartet that signed up with Deutsche Grammophon in Europe, and they've had a tremendous career. I mean, I hate to say number one, number two, number three, but they are considered to be number one, and they do play with tremendous discipline, and they do a beautiful job. So we are thrilled to have them at Music Mountain on August 4th. It should be a beautiful concert.
All right, for tickets for this coming weekend and for that weekend, also available at 860-824-7126, the box office, or you can buy them online at musicmountain.org. Oscar, we'll speak to you again next week, and at least you'll be a little cooler this week.
For sure, Marshall. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. That's what's going on at Music Mountain this week and next weekend, musicmountain.org.